A kind advice for many of us who are trusting God in various ways and at different levels to rise. Do not seek things when you meet the great. Your point of contact is their need. You must find their need, and that becomes your entrance point into their lives. This African mentality of latching on to people who are blessed or wealthy or influential or have keys or gatekeepers, captains of industry, from the standpoint of need or standpoint of tribalism, it will only recycle pain in our lives. Every man's need is your point of contact to him. So when you want God's attention, don't shout and say, God, give me an attention. You find out where his heart is. Go there. Hallelujah. One of my is one of the people that God is helping me raise. He lives with me, works with me. Back then when I was in Zaria, and he's still there till now. By God's grace, he's almost done today with school. And he came as a little boy. One of the things that he did was, he came and started sweeping. He started sweeping my house. Every morning he would come, he would just sweep. I would say, who are these boys? Drive them away, they would not go. And he would come to just sweep. And one day I looked at him and I said, no, let's give this person a chance to be great. His dad died. And then my neighbors told me that when his father was alive, he did the same thing to them. And I said, now here's an opportunity. Today this boy, I think he should be a graduate now. His life completely changed. He literally lives with me. No blood connection whatsoever. Every man's need, I repeat, is his point of contact. There are many people who you never get a text message from until there is a need. So you have some artificial greetings, Calvary greetings, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's been a while since I spoke with you, uncle. And the man is waiting for the other side of the text because he knows he's coming. Just to let you know, sir, that in 2 months my rent, and just as God has used you, there is nobody who will love you passionately and invest their time, their energy to that kind of life. Just to let you know that I've been praying for you, sir. I've seen your schedules. I know that you're busy. Should you want me to help you achieve anything, to help you do anything, I'm readily available. Now, that's an intelligent way to get access. It's why many family members never receive from those who are blessed, because they always come with an entitlement mentality. You are my uncle, you are my auntie, you are my pastor, you are my tribesman, you must bless me. Some threaten you with prayer. I prayed for you to get there. You know, all sorts of things. I apologize. I hope I'm not wasting your time. But this is very powerful. Every man's need is his point of contact. A few weeks ago, I sat at table with President Buhari's photographer. And I was listening to the young man. I just wanted to hear him talk to me. I said, how did you become, you're not a Muslim, you're not from the north, how did this happen? When this gentleman narrated his story, I said, you truly deserve to be where you are. The president would not take any snapshots, he would not do anything if that gentleman is not there. In fact, I was told that he's one of the few people that can actually play with the president, like play. Honor. Honor. There's nobody that gentleman does not have access to. When you are the president's worker slash friend slash playmate, that's more than a governor, because they all come and he's there, he's the one who snaps them. Most of the people who turn others down are not even the employees, they are the gate men. Have you seen people like that? They watch you and they say, no problem, you do all, you are coming. Or God loves me, can you let him know I'm around? He says, that's all right, you sit down there for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, Because a human being you despised decided to punish you, not God. Oh, you keep having dreams and visions of the open door, but a man you dishonor stops you. Every great man's need, I repeat, is his point of contact. You want the Lord to continue to use the grace upon Apostle Goodheart and his wife to bless you? Don't just sit down and say, what sermon am I coming to receive today? You are my pastor. No, be discerning, for instance. Lord, how can I make their lives better? What can I do that will make them more efficient? For some of you, God will give you an instruction and say, be a personal intercessor for them. That's it. There may be a prayer department that prays, but God will say, you, there are things I will reveal to you that no one will see. Let that be your project to pray. Are we together now?
Yes.
For someone, God will tell you, you say, make sure that Apostle and his wife never have to think, where will I get fuel from? Make their work easy. These are various ways. These are not gimmicks. Sincerely, let me tell you, I've had the privilege, by the grace of God, and I say this with all humility, God has connected me to so many people cutting across several industries, and the point of contact is always me intending to give, almost never to receive. In fact, let me tell you sincerely, it was until recently, my greatest weakness in my life is receiving. It would take a lot for me to receive things. When I started ministry, I never knew there was something called honorarium, that you actually can preach and they give you apple, banana and say thank you. I couldn't believe it. When you become obsessed with giving, the world will look for you. Nobel Prize is not given to receivers, givers, contributors. Take this mentality, not just for those above you, your contemporaries and even those under you. Be a giver. Make sure when you meet people, you're not the one stretching your hands. What can you do for me? I'm not just talking in terms of finances. I'm passionate about giving. Every time I see people, I'm thinking, what can I do? If I can offer prayer, why not? If I can offer an advice, why not? Plant yourself the lives of people and you will watch yourself rise. Are we there?